Lord Jesus, please receive our prayers for our president and the extreme fatigue that I felt this week. I offer to you, Lord, for our president, that he will triumph over all our enemies and bring us to a new bright era in the history of America.
Amen.
Well, just to clarify about the timing on martial law, I wanted to say I don't believe it will start until Judge Kavanaugh is sworn in and in office and active. I have a couple of things, though, I want to share with you. The other night, I pulled a card that said 2 Maccabees 15:8. Now, Maccabees is one of the books that the Protestants took out of the Bible, out of the canon of Scripture, during the Reformation. And it's a shame, really, because there's some wonderful stories in there. And I guess I've been struggling all week with the news that the rapture could happen soon. And to my amazement, I've only been able to squeeze out some really deep gut prayer for one morning. I've been so ambivalent about this. I don't know what the cause is, except that perhaps I'm just tired and want to go home. And underneath it all, I really do want to go home. I thought perhaps I was depressed by my own personal goals not being fulfilled as yet. But really, guys, I can't put my finger on it. And I know it's an oppression. I know the enemy has something to do with it. But I'm trying to get to the very bottom of why the Lord is allowing it. Even now, I'm sitting here wanting so badly to communicate with you, but having trouble keeping my eyes open and holding my thoughts together. Well, enough whining. I thank you for your prayers, because I know when you don't hear from me for a while, you know that prayer is needed. I've been very heavily burdened with fibro pain and fibro fog and just not thinking clearly. So I just decided to push through it all. But I do feel like this when serious intercession is going on, sometimes the Lord will just lay me out. I mean, I won't be able to move or get out of bed. And I don't know exactly what it is I'm praying for. All I know is that my body is totally plastered to the bed and there's no way I'm getting out of it. And that usually only goes on for one day. And I think back in 2015, when we were going through another phase of the rapture happening soon, there was 3 days of that. So I think that's probably part of what the issue is. And I thought, well, maybe it's also discouragement. And I asked the Lord, please put some fire into me. You know I've lost heart even for the things that I can do before you take us. Carol thinks it might be around Christmas, because Jesus keeps playing Christmas songs in her worship time. And come to think of it, he's been doing that with me as well. But anyway, Lord, I've lost heart even for the things that I can do before you take us. Please restore me. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings as eagles. That's what I'm doing. And that's another reason why you haven't heard from me. I have been waiting on him. In any case, I went to one of my card files and I pulled up a Rhema card and it read 2 Maccabees 15:8. But the title before the paragraph in the Bible was Fresh Hope. Wow, that's right what I need right now. And this is a wonderful story from one of those books that were taken out of the canon. Nicanor was sent by the king to kill Judas Maccabeus, who was a righteous man. This is 150 BC in the scriptures. Nicanor's arrogance. When Nicanor learned that Judas and his companions were in the territory of Samaria, he decided he could attack them in complete safety on the day of rest. The Jews, who were forced to accompany him, pleaded, "Do not massacre them so savagely, barbarously, but show respect for the day which the All-Seeing has exalted with holiness above all other days." At this, the thrice accursed wretch asked if there was a ruler in heaven who prescribed the keeping of a Sabbath day. Then they replied, "It is the living Lord, the ruler in heaven, who commands the observance of the Sabbath day." Then he said, "I, the ruler on earth, command you to take up arms and carry out the king's business." Wow. Don't want to get anywhere near someone like that in case the lightning strikes too close. Nevertheless, he did not succeed in carrying out his cruel plan. In his utter boastfulness and arrogance, Nicanor had determined to erect a public victory monument before he even went to battle with them over Judas and his companions. But Judas Maccabeus remained confident, fully convinced that he would receive help from the Lord. He urged his men not to fear the attack of the Gentiles, but mindful of the help they had received in the past from heaven, to expect now the victory that would be given them by the Almighty. By encouraging them with words from the law and the prophets, and by reminding them of the battles they had already won, he filled them with fresh enthusiasm. Having stirred up their courage, he gave his orders and pointed out at the same time the treacherousness of the Gentiles and their violation of oaths. When he had armed each one of them, not so much with the security of shield and spear as with the encouragement of noble words, he cheered them all by relating a dream, a kind of waking vision worthy of belief. What he saw was this: Onias, the former high priest, a noble and good man, modest in bearing, gentle in manner, distinguished in speech, and trained from childhood in all that belongs to excellence, was praying with outstretched arms for the whole Jewish community. Then in the same way another man appeared, distinguished by his white hair and dignity, and with an air of wondrous and majestic authority. Onias then said of him, "This is a man who loves his fellow Jews, and fervently prays for the people and the holy city, the prophet of God, Jeremiah." Stretching out his right hand, Jeremiah presented a gold sword to Judas. As he gave it to him, he said, "Accept this holy sword as a gift from God. With it you shall shatter your adversaries immediately." And that was the end of the story. Immediately after I read that, well, I thought of a couple things, but I definitely thought of the swords that the Lord had just given us, and that I haven't really been using mine. So I made up my mind to really use them. This word about the sword was a real inspiration to me to have more faith in this amazing gift. Heart dwellers, the devils are trying to weaken our faith. Don't let them. Come against those spirits of unbelief that try to steal our weapons from God. Come against them, family, firmly, and if necessary, with shouting and pointing the finger. Be forceful when they're trying to steal from you. The next thing that happened was that Ezekiel was suddenly beset by a fever, and that was just the last straw. He's been flat on his back praying for the entire week, and when that fever hit, I took my sword and went after those demons, cutting every spiritual tie to him and taking off heads. You asked how I use the swords. I'm just learning myself. But I look at what's going on and think of how it's being engineered by the enemy, and I go after that. So I usually use the sword around his body and underneath his body and in the air. But I especially pray in tongues. And when I swung the sword and pointed to Ezekiel's body and told those spirits of infirmity and fever and the rest of them in tongues to leave, I could feel the anointing going out. You see, right now our enemies are listening in as to how we do things so they can thwart us. But when Holy Spirit takes over our mouth and we speak in tongues, they can't understand a word of it. In that case, all they can do is try to undermine praying in tongues. So don't let them. But later when I asked Ezekiel how he was feeling, he said he was much, much better and was able to eat and fall asleep. Thank the Lord. And then the whole idea of fresh hope, you know, which was the heading on the chapter when I started to read it, was beautiful and fresh enthusiasm. He reminded them of the battles they had already won. He filled them with fresh enthusiasm. Lord, I need that so badly. And I suppose many of you heart dwellers and our little heart dwellers family really need this too. Because we are under some heavy, heavy intercession right now, this week. And it may not come out in the way of prayers, but it'll come out in the way of obstacles, tedious things. Things getting lost, things having to be done again and again and again. All kinds of things to wear you out, just really wear you out. And I believe the Lord is allowing those because he's trying to turn the tides. And this is a monumental, monumental undertaking because the clay feet has done such a good job of getting their tentacles down deep, deep, deep into the nation, into the little guys and the middle guys and the bigger middle guys and the bigger guys and the bigger and bigger guys. I mean, they're all lined up and there's going to have to be thousands of arrests of people who have committed treasonous act. So it's a huge job turning this thing around. And the Lord needs all of our prayers, dear ones. So please do pray, really pray, for the Lord's victory, for our victory with this. Now, just as an aside, some of you have asked me about some holy books that I would recommend. Well, of course, the scriptures. And I wanted to share some books with you that I've benefited from. There's an excellent book for guidance, and I use it for Ramas, by St. Padre Pio. He had many amazing spiritual gifts from the Lord. He saved many a man in World War II, and one pilot, his plane was going down, and he called out to Padre Pio to help him. And all of a sudden, Padre Pio appears off the right wing, holding the plane up and guiding it in to the landing strip without any kind of an accident. And that plane was going down. Just amazing. And other things. So many people were healed and delivered with his prayers. And he had the gift of reading souls. He was a Roman Catholic priest and a Franciscan friar. And just a very holy, holy, holy man with the stigmata bleeding from his hands, his feet, and his side, and his head for 50 years. And his spiritual counsels are priceless. So this is a book I recommend above all the others of his, because there's quite a few that have been put out. It's called Padre Pio's Spiritual Direction for Every Day, by Gianluigi Pasquale. Okay, another favorite book, The Imitation of Mary by Alexandre de Rouville. There are two different books by that title, but only his really carries the signature of Our Lady. You can really feel her influence in that book. It's a very strong, healthy book that will only bring you closer to Jesus, which is what Mary is all about. Beautifully written in kind of a question and answer form between the soul and the Blessed Virgin. And another favorite, Abandonment to Divine Providence by Jean-Pierre de Caussade. That is a wonderful book. One man said, the book is a mystery of its own and is definitely not for Christians only. Rabbi Joshua Chazan. Abandonment to Divine Providence is a classic, perhaps more necessary now than ever before. Absolutely. There's also a shorter version of it. I mean, every single word on the page of that book is solid food, absolute sirloin. And it really turns your head around from self-pity to trusting in God and allowing him to work in your life the way he needs to. And another one, very similar in a shorter version, Trustful Surrender to Divine Providence, The Secret of Peace, and I'm not sure what else. And that's by Reverend Father Jean-Baptiste Saint-Gervais and Saint Claude de la Combrère. And that's published in 1980. So that's a very good book. And then I use our Rhema book all the time. And it's available on Amazon. We have copies here at no charge if you want to send a letter and we'll send you one. Or you can get a free download off of the Heart Dwellers website, which is our website. Now, Several times you've asked me for good books to help and guide you, and I'm just sharing with you, all these are absolutely pure gold. And of course, they come after the Bible, after the scriptures. They're wonderful. Oh, one more. Divine Mercy in My Soul by St. Faustina Kowalska. And that is a precious, precious book where she dialogues back and forth with the Lord, and He explains so many things to her. And she was a nun, a very holy nun, I believe the Sisters of Mercy. Her conversations with the Lord are just wonderful. I've lived in these books. They're so encouraging and so able to put you on the right track, you know. Okay. Well, this is just a short message, dear ones. I hope for more tomorrow. I want to work on Our Lady's messages. Use your swords and share with me the successes you have, please. Jesus gave us two because we need two. One for fighting with and one for discerning and crossing them for healing, because these times are treacherous. And please pray for Ezekiel and I to have more strength to do the Lord's will. And also pray so very hard for our nation and the world. Thank you for those who've donated to the channel. We were able to send Flute Maker Ministries a nice chunk of money today for the children with handicaps in Nicaragua, so they can have a clean water supply and sanitation latrines and medication and all kinds of things. And a single mom recovering from cancer, we were able to get her new tires for her truck because she drives people around for a living. And the wife of a disabled priest in Australia were able to help her with medicine, food, and gas. And a family of five whose mother is very sick in the hospital, seriously ill. The husband works for the sanitation department, and at night he drives all the way to Albuquerque, like 100 miles away, to see his wife. But he's been low on gas money, so we took care of that and some food for him. He's in the ICU at the University of New Mexico. And we help them all because of your kindness towards us. There are many more that we've helped that I haven't mentioned, but just to give you an idea of what we try to do every week for those who we know are very needy, I just want to thank you for that. We must pray with all our hearts now, dear ones. The Lord needs our backup, standing behind Him. For many of you, sufferings are increasing and life is taking a very hard turn right now. Jesus needs that. He needs our fast offerings and anything else we can give Him. He's allowing some of the things we hate the most right now. For instance, I hate feeling like a zombie all week, fighting fatigue every time I turn around, forgetting within seconds what I came in the room for, feeling disoriented and drifting, not being able to find things that were important, and then my equipment breaking down, so I'm having to use QuickTime. It takes a monumental effort to work with this kind of mental and physical fog, and I hate it. I hate feeling numb and seeing time run through my fingers like sand with nothing accomplished. It's my worst nightmare, and no amount of praying is changing it, because Jesus needs our offerings right now, and He knows that's one of the things I hate the most. So please do what you can. I'm on a Daniel fast, no meat until the judge is confirmed, and please pray for the safety of Senator Daines on his return flight to Washington from Montana for the vote tonight at 5 p.m. Please, dear ones, storm heaven for this vote. Fast from food and water until 6 p.m. Washington time, or until the vote is over, if you are physically able. And when those men are in the chambers, the Senate chambers, voting, wave your swords. Wave your swords all throughout the room. Wave your sword and chase those demons away, those Democratic demons that are causing this problem. The traitors, wave them. Wave that sword. And especially wave that sword over the people who have the swing votes. And send your angels to Washington. pray and ask your angels to go to Washington and swing the vote, and especially pray the rosary and ask the Blessed Mother. Please join you in praying and sending her angels to Washington to swing the vote. Let's do everything we possibly can to help this cause, dear ones. So much depends on this. God bless you with your deepest dreams being accomplished with Jesus, Heart Dwellers, and press in prayer for our nation and the world. And I love your comments. I'll definitely read and answer them. The Lord bless you. You're greatly loved.